Let it blast. Chris Fade.
Chris Fade.
I am the smoothest radio presenter there is.
I could say you got beat energy.
Tweety Malik.
Why are you touching my armpits, Rossi?
And Big Rossi.
I don't do anything.
Yeah, you heard about me.
You guys are the best thing on radio.
The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02, Monday, June 20th. Across the UAE. We're back at it. Another week together. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fade. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay. How are we all feeling? How was the weekend? Rated out of 10, go.
It was all right. I mean, it was a 7. I did a 7. Last night, we were all together, though. We had a little dinner together, all of us together, which was nice. I'll say together again. Together, 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 together. Just wanted to get that out. Together.
Well done.
Do you have a coffee before
coming? No, not yet. Not yet. I haven't had the coffee yet. I'm just about to take... Hold on.
But do the first sip. Do the first sip.
I'll do the first sip of coffee with everyone, guys. Good morning.
I'm jealous.
Have you put something in your stomach before you had that?
I have. I've had a little bit of the yogurt just to line my stomach, as my doctor said. Can't have the coffee on an empty stomach. It's not good. Acidity.
Has it made a difference?
I think it has, actually. I do believe I think it has.
Funny.
I think it has, yeah.
Something that your doctor said is
actually true.
Actually,
when the doctor tells me to do something, I become obsessed with it, right? Like, yeah. I'm obsessive compulsive over it. So now, like, I do it nonstop. Mum's listening. Hi, Mum. Love you.
Hi, Gilda.
Mum's got us on already in Sydney, which is nice.
We were talking about Gilda last night and how amazingly gorgeous she is.
And how young she looks for her age.
She does. She looks great.
Doesn't she? All right. Well, what a week we've got. If you want prizes, this is the show for you, because I just had a look at what we got. Smorgasbord of stuff.
Smorgasbord.
From free dinners and lunches to hotel stays and experiences to cash. It's all right here on the Chris Fade Show, right here on Virgin Radio, right?
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yeah. Going to be trying to find someone a job. Did you say that?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Oh,
but
good.
That's a big one. Yeah, I really wanted to bring this back. The Chris Fade Show's Job Watch.
Oh.
Helping people across the country find jobs. There are some, unfortunately, horror stories out there of just people not being able to find jobs.
Terrible.
Who have families to support and more. I get it daily on my Instagram, and there's really not much we can do. But what we can do is try on this show to connect people with possible jobs. So we do have someone looking for a job later on this morning, just after 8. All right, your pop quiz obviously back at 7:10. You guys good? How was your weekend? Anything spectacular?
No, went to dinner with your wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. You
Saturday.
Went to... I couldn't get to that. I was supposed to come to that dinner. Yeah.
I
how
know.
Was it?
It was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Missed you.
No, I missed you guys too. I had to play basketball.
What an excuse.
I don't think he was invited, was he?
No, he was.
No, I was.
What, just you with all the girls?
It was one of our mutual friends' birthdays. But because I didn't go, some of the other boys didn't go.
No, they came.
Yeah, they came later.
They came later.
But they didn't want to go, like, because I wasn't going, Rossi.
Mm, that's such a lie.
The other boys were like, if Chris is not going, there's no point of being there.
That's such a lie.
I said, guys, come on, you can have fun without me. They're like, no, we can't have any fun without you, Chris. You're the life of the party.
That is the exact opposite of what happened.
And I said, guys, come on, you must go. Just go. You don't need me. And they turned around, they said, life is not worth living without you, Chris.
This is an absolute, everything you've just said is an absolute lie. The only reason the other guy, our other friend, didn't come is because Jeff was working late. So he didn't want to go without Jeff.
No. Because I wasn't going.
No.
I had dinner with him the night before. He said to me, if you're not going to go, I don't want to go. Then I'm not going to be the only.
Yeah, but he texted Jeff on the side.
Yeah, he doesn't care about Jeff. He pretends he does. These are my friends that she's hijacked.
Have you acquired them?
Yeah, they were my friends originally.
Because we're neighbors.
They were my friends originally. Now they've become
Michael
different.
And Louisa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet they have a better time with you, though,
they
pretty,
do.
Don't they?
No, they
with
don't.
Jeff.
No.
Not really me.
No,
Jeff.
They have a better time with me.
So, Jeff, should we call them and find out?
This is the same couple that you wanted to know the babies.
Yes. The one that he ruined all of it.
The gender reveal.
You wanted to see the gender reveal before they actually knew what gender there
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. That's them. Okay, good. Just checking.
And they have a better time when they're with me. They told me. I'm the life of the party.
I admire your confidence at least.
Thanks, Ross. First caller of the morning. Let's go. 04-871-5544. Anyone got some oozing confidence that they want to share with us? What did you get up to over the weekend? What are you doing right now? Let's have a random chat. Come on. First phones are open. right now. 0487155444. Hanging out, the Chris Fade Show. We're live across the UAE. Just gone 6:09. Was I too confident? Was that what it was? Too confident?
A little bit, yeah.
Should I tone back the confidence a little bit?
Just be your normal self.
That is him, though.
Okay.
He's a very confident man.
I just wanted to make sure that I don't want to come across arrogant, and that could have come. Was it too late?
I'd give up now. You've been doing it for 12 years. So.
What? The I can change.
You can change?
If you need me to change.
Nah, I want you to be yourself.
You sure?
Yeah.
Then it'll be as entertaining.
It's 6:10, and we're just running through the show because we're like sometimes we wake up, and especially on a Monday morning, which it is, and we got a lot going on the show right now, which is beautiful. And we just found out that we're giving away a 1 month stay.
Yeah, yeah.
At like a hotel apartment, basically. You get two bedrooms.
5-star hotel, 2-bedroom.
Well,
for a month.
A 15,000 dirham voucher included in that as well.
Where to go?
Homes R Us.
That's huge.
It is a
big and on top of it, that puts you in the running to win possibly 30,000 dirhams cash.
Wow, this is really good. So it's a fairly extreme show. When will we give that away? Rossi's come to a little bit late to the show.
I was having a great time with my work colleagues last night. So
your work colleagues, who are they?
That's us.
You guys.
So I don't actually have any information of what's coming up right now. I usually have a couple of sheets of paper. I'm still waiting to find out what's coming up. So I don't know. How long do I have to stall for?
Let's just wing it, guys. Forget it, Rossi. Don't do it. We'll just wing it.
Well, I'm printing out the prize sheets as we speak. So
okay.
Do we have anything this hour to give away?
Now, we sat on a table yesterday. There was 18 of us on a table. It was all of the Virgin Radio team. We went for dinner last night. And long table. Really long table.
A lot of us.
Pretty and I have sat to the left, down one end of the table. Rossi sat at the furthest possible seat, all the way down the other end.
He now, spends enough time with
why don't
us.
You come sit with us?
Let's think about that again. Who was sat at the table first?
Rossi.
No, I don't think he was. When I sat down,
you walked past and tapped me on my shoulder and said something.
What did I say?
Well, I can't say it on the radio. Mm. But then
what? I sat. No, I'm sure I sat down first.
I was first. You walked past me, tapped me on my shoulder.
I don't know, really?
Yeah.
So you're saying that I sat away from you?
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go.
What is the point of this conversation?
I didn't tell you guys,
did
you? I got there at 6:00.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought it was 6:00. I didn't read the 6:30 message.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
Okay, so Forbes has put out this list. It's called the Richest Self-Made Women for 2022. It's a list that is targeted towards the U.S. The number one, who is always number one, is a woman by the name of Diane Hendricks. Mm. She has a wealth of $12.2 billion.
Whoa!
She is...
scary.
She chairs one of the largest wholesale distributors of roofing, siding, and windows.
Roofing, siding, and windows made her... A billionaire, but
she's the richest on the list. But we also have a lot of celebrities that made the list as well. And at number 10, Oprah Winfrey, wealth of $2.6 billion.
Always.
16 was Kim Kardashian, $1.8 billion. 21 was Rihanna at $1.4 billion. And Kim's younger sister, Kylie Jenner, came in at 41 with $600 million.
Good on him.
She has more money than Beyonce.
There we go.
Yeah, so who was number 61 on that list?
There we go. So much money. So much money going around.
So much money. Jennifer Lopez was performing at Dodger Stadium in L.A., and she had the sweetest surprise for her audience. Now, if you've seen her Netflix documentary, you would have seen that at the halftime Super Bowl show, she performed with her daughter, Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, she hasn't performed with her daughter in 2 years. And as a surprise, she brought her daughter out again and they performed together. It sounded so cute.
Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved you for a thousand.
Wow, J-Lo's singing this?
Yeah, with her daughter.
Yeah, papi.
Why?
I love that song. Such a beautiful song.
It is such a beautiful song.
Your kids sang that as well at the assembly.
Yeah, they used to always sing that song.
Remember when we
and
went
you
to
cried.
20 schools?
Yeah, I didn't cry.
Yes, you did. You cried.
Can't get them to sing anything these days.
Oh.
They're in that age.
They're
just
in that age.
Just let them be. Just let them be. Okay, and finally, what is Chris Evans doing? If there's one video you watch today, my friends, go to virginradiodubai.com.
I don't think you need to watch it.
You do.
It's just because Pretty's obsessed with dogs.
No, with Chris Evans. Have you seen Chris Evans?
You would have played this if it was just like, I don't know, Ahmed Lasalufi.
If Ahmed looks like Chris Evans, 100% I'm there.
Okay. So he's playing with puppies.
So
why?
So BuzzFeed does this thing where they get a celebrity and they do it as a tie-up to push adopting dogs.
Okay.
And just animals in general. So they get a bunch of questions from fans and then they go, okay, answer these questions while playing with puppies. And obviously the celebrity's totally distracted. So Chris Evans was asked if he could be a Marvel villain instead of a superhero, who would he want to be?
Who cares? if I can play any Marvel villain, what should I pick? Maybe Loki seems to have the most fun. Come here, guys. Come here. Come here. Come over here. Come here. Hi, Buster.
Aww.
Buster.
Did we really just spend 90 seconds talking about Chris Evans just so you could play the audio of him playing with dogs?
No, to and answer that he would want to be Loki, who I think is also the best villain in the Marvel Universe.
I thought Loki was a good guy.
No, he's a villain.
No, he's bad. Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston's bad?
Yeah.
Yeah,
have you not watched any Marvel movie?
Is Loki the one with the bow and arrow?
No. Uh-huh. You're thinking of Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, what's he? What's him?
Hawkeye.
Ah.
Right?
Who's Loki?
Arrow.
Nala knows everything about this. Who's Loki? What's he do?
He is the brother of Thor.
Yeah.
Plays Chris Hemsworth, sorry.
Blonde, but he's a blonde guy.
It's Tom Hiddleston, the skinny English guy.
That plays Spider-Man.
No,
his hair is black in the show.
Tom Holland and Tom Hiddleston. Oh my gosh, I always thought they were the same people.
He's the guy who did that, like, dancing on the chat show.
Yeah, the guy that was in the Top Gun movie.
You're just playing around
Top Gun.
Now.
Tom Cruise.
Just
yeah.
Stop
oh,
it.
Tom Cruise. Tom Holland, Tom Cruise, and Tom Hiddleston. I thought they were all the same.
Oh, dear.
He was the one that was,
He's thinking of another Tom, guys. Just give him a second.
He was married to Roseanne Barr.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
Yes, it's
That's
Tom
him.
Arnold.
He's the one with the big moustache.
Oh, I always thought Tom Cruise, Tom Hiddleston,
Tom Arnold, yes.
Arnold and Tom...
Selleck.
Yeah.
Selleck.
Yeah.
Any other Tom?
No, he was the one that was running around with a mouse all the time, right?
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Oh, that'll do.
Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, O'Price.
It's only going to get worse from here, I'm telling you. Virgin Radio.
Give me that paycheck.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. With the RackBank sale, banking has never looked so good. Apply now for a RackBank auto loan to enjoy zero processing fees, plus the chance to win a luxury car. Visit RackBank.ae/sale. Conditions apply.
All right, we're ready. 10,000 dirhams cash. And Krista, you got through. Good morning.
Morning.
How you going?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm fine, thank you. You?
I'm very, very good. You sound like you're from Rossi's end of the woods.
No,
neck of the woods.
I am from Rossi's end of the woods, not too far.
Where are you from?
I'm from Manchester.
Manchester.
Yep. How far is Liverpool and Manchester?
About 30 minutes, not too far at all.
She's a proper mank.
Hey, what do you?
I am.
A mank.
Is that what you call it?
She's a Mancunian, yeah.
So do you go for Manchester United?
No, actually, I'm the other one. Manchester City.
Manchester City. Is it the blue team?
Yeah.
They won something recently, didn't they?
Champions. No?
They always win everything nowadays.
Oh, look at you.
Well, getting there.
Come, I'm a Liverpool supporter, you see.
You don't do too bad either then.
Yeah, no, us Liverpudlians do a good job here on the pitch.
He used to be an Evertonian, but he's decided to change.
Yeah, because LeBron James owns part of Liverpool, and I love LeBron James, so I switch from... Every time I tell someone I went from Everton to Liverpool, they're like, great move there, buddy. Like, no one ever says, oh, you shouldn't do that.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, all right, well... Krista, let's get you some cash right now. You know the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
All right, here we go. It's Krista trying to win 10,000 dirhams cash. We want to do it. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right...
Oh, my God.
Right... Now, which U.S. chat host had a role in Jurassic World? Jimmy Fallon or James Corden?
James Corden.
Who sings the songs Anyone and Lonely?
Justin Bieber.
Who directed the Hateful Eight movie?
Oh, Quentin Tarantino.
True or false, Dwayne Johnson appeared in Furious 7?
True.
Who sings Can't Stop the Feeling in Holy Grail?
Justin Bieber.
Finish the actor's name.
Justin Timberlake, sorry.
Finish the actor's name, Jean-Claude Van.
Damn.
What is the capital of Finland?
Of Finland? Copenhagen?
The singer Pink was born in which country?
America.
True or false, Jennifer Lopez once dated Days of Our Lives series. Acted in there.
False.
The character Rocky Balboa is played by which actor?
Sylvester Stallone.
Which US chat host had a role in Jurassic World? Jimmy Fallon, James Corden?
Jimmy Fallon.
What is the capital of Helsinki, of Finland?
Helsinki.
Nah, it was after it anyway. It was going to be Helsinki. 900? 900 dirhams cash,
900
well done.
Dirhams.
Hold it.
Nice one. I nearly did it. I knew I would nearly do it.
You know, if I had asked...
Helsinki. I said it.
But hold on a second. The buzzer went as I asked the question, so I didn't get to...
I've heard you give it to people before.
Yeah, but not you, Krista.
Every morning. Come on.
900 dirhams cash. Congratulations. It's all
brilliant,
yours, all right?
Brilliant, thank you. Lovely, thank you.
How did you... I mean, The Hateful Eight, Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. I thought definitely no one was going to get that. And you... Are you a Tarantino fan?
I'm just a film fan.
I mean, also the other one was the Can't Stop the Feeling and Holy Grail song. Like, Justin Timberlake, you knew that? You're on it.
Yeah, I went to see him at concert in Manchester.
Not at all.
You're awesome.
I'm full of useless information. I know the answers to all the useless information.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
I don't have
good information, too.
Yeah. So how many more weeks of school? Two?
Just two, yeah. Two.
Well, good on you.
Three.
Another successful year.
Thank you.
Hopefully it was easier than last. That's Krista. 900 dirhams. Woo! And yes, the capital of Finland is Helsinki. 900 dirhams cash. Hey, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe this week.
Celebrity news.
Now.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got before we get into this Drake diss?
Yeah, so Camila Cabello was spotted out and about with a new man, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
She, of course, broke up with Shawn Mendes in November, and she was seen with this businessman, Austin Kevich. Super casual, in LA, like chilling together.
Okay.
But now everyone is saying it looks like Camila has a type because he looks very similar to Shawn Mendes.
What's this guy's name?
Austin Kevich.
Austin, how do you spell Kevich? I want
K E V I T C H.
K V.
K E V.
Yeah.
And then I
found him. He comes up. Oh, he's verified. 26,000 followers.
He's a businessman.
Oh, yeah, he does look like he's definitely.
I don't think they look very similar. I mean, okay. Shawn Mendes is Shawn
both
Mendes.
Tall, both got great bodies, and he's got that. Is actually, I think he's better looking.
That is not true.
He's better looking than Shawn Mendes.
That is not
true. He is pretty. Admit it.
Nah.
He's
admit the CEO guy. Of Locks Club, whatever that is.
Yeah.
He's definitely better looking than, he is. You know
No,
he is.
He's not.
Yeah, pretty won't admit that. Okay, moving on to Drake. He is getting some diss on the new album, right?
Okay, so he dropped his 7th studio album called Honestly Nevermind last week. We did a listening, right? We went through the whole album. We listened
to
it together.
We went through it.
It's gotten really mixed reactions. It's a very different vibe. It's like I'm partying in Ibiza vibe. And here are some of the reviews from the critics. One critic said, as a standalone Drake album, it's deeply refreshing. A dose of vibrant pop likely to go through the remainder of summer. While on the other spectrum, someone said, Honestly, Nevermind isn't a bad album, but it is disappointing.
Okay, so I've worked it out.
Cool.
And actually, I didn't work it out. Brianna, my wife, worked it out. She's a huge fan of a producer DJ called Black Coffee.
Massive.
Huge
in,
huge in the house scene.
Yeah.
Deep house sort of feel. I'll play you some of his music. He's just. So he's just got this like. It's got like this
cool and
he's cool. He tours the world, sells out. He's been here a few times.
Yep.
Sells out instantly. Black Coffee, right? Even Lorraine from our team loves Black Coffee. Brianna says to me when she's listening to Drake's new album, she's like, this sounds like black coffee. And I just go, what do you mean? She goes, it just sounds like a black coffee sort of beat. So she Googles it and finds out that, yes, Drake is, it's being produced by Black Coffee. A lot of the tracks are produced by this guy.
Yeah.
So they had did it. They had done a song together previously, and I think Drake has obviously been inspired by
the vibe,
whatever this vibe is. And his whole album sounds similar. Here's his latest single, "Text Go Green." Time I have left cannot be wasted anymore. Got that sort of beat. Black Coffee.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, Drake's latest. So I think for the, you know, the hardcore Drake fans that are used to like start up from the bottom, now we're here. It's got a completely different vibe, and that's why it's getting some hate. But I think he's actually getting a whole new audience at the same time.
Yeah, so Drake, if you go to that 18-second audio there, Drake has responded back to everyone saying, you know, we don't like your album.
Okay, let's have a listen. Here's Drake.
It's all good if you don't get it yet.
We'll wait for you to catch up.
On to the next. My goodness.
See, that's what he's playing his song. It's his listening party. So I feel like Drake sets the tone. And watch, everyone is going to follow in his footsteps and do the same thing.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, all these hip hop R&B artists are going to
start
doing
it. That's right.
I think it's an awesome album. It's so different and it's so bold for an artist like Drake to do something like that.
Great.
Good on him for going outside of his zone and experiencing other types of music, you know?
So this is the song that he did with Black Coffee. You may know this one. So that was the one that he actually had.
Don't need me to get that together.
So that was his first taste of working with Black Coffee, getting that house vibe, and now his new album has a lot of that. But yeah, I mean, listen, the guy's done everything. Everything he does sort of goes to number one.
It's already number one, the album.
One of the most acclaimed artists in the last sort of 15 years. So if he wants to try something new and do it, hey, let him do it. Let him do it. That is Drake. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Okay, so are we ready for the segment?
Yes.
So this is a segment that I do like. We fail at this segment, though, sometimes. We're going to try to guess your age by the sound of your voice.
What's my age again? What's my age again?
Is it Shiny? Is that? Am I saying the name right? Shiny? Hold on, let me get you on here.
Hi, it
is Shiny. How are you, Shiny?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Could you get us off loudspeaker so I can hear you properly? Is that all right?
I'm actually driving.
Okay, so pull over. We'll come back to you. Hi, Yusuf. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
There we go. Yusuf, you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
We're trying to guess Yusuf's voice by the sound. His age by the sound of your voice. So just...
Wait, we're going to each ask you a question. And then at the end of that, we're going to take a guess as to how old you are. Don't reveal it until we ask you. Are you ready?
See how we go.
Okay.
I go first, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, Yusuf, where were you when Y2K happened?
Y2K?
Like, what were you doing?
Do you even know what Y2K is?
No.
Okay.
That's it. That's enough for us. That's enough for us to know. Go, Rossi.
Like, your first favorite video game that you remember playing, what would that be?
It was the Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Oh, he's young.
I don't even think I need to ask him a question.
You just want to write
it
down?
I'm going to write down. How old do we think Yusuf is?
Don't say it yet, Yusuf.
Wait. Don't say it yet, mate. Yep, just hold on.
Okay.
Everyone wrote it down?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Okay, Chris, what do you have? 24. Rossi?
Oh, Rossi, 24.
Breathy, 24.
We're all saying 24. Yusuf, how old are you?
23.
Yeah! We were pretty close.
Yeah, we were pretty close. Okay.
So Y2K, we're explaining this last week to Nala. Y2K was back in 2000, like 1999, when the world was going from 1999 to the year 2000.
Yeah.
And they thought the world was going to end because all the computers wouldn't know how to switch from 1999 to the year 2000. Yeah, he doesn't care.
Look it up.
Just Google it. Google it. I'm sure you know what that is. Hello, Sheena. Hi, Sheena.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, here we go. We're trying to do this again. Can we guess how old Sheena is by the sound of her voice somewhat? Sheena, how are you doing, first of all?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well.
How's the kids?
Don't answer that.
She's smart.
I'm not.
She's smart.
I tried to get her.
Ask the question, pretty.
Sheena, what is the best boy band of all time?
Oh, my word. Backstreet Boys.
A girl after my own heart. Love
Backstreet Boys. Yep, there we go. So she's, she's South African, I think I can hear a little bit there, maybe. Go, Ross, you got a question?
Sheena, first movie that you went to watch, on your own?
First movie I went to watch on my own.
With your friends?
Titanic.
Ooh, okay. So
that's a good question.
I've already written something down.
1998, that was.
Chris, your question. Do you have a question for Sheena? Or
How old are you?
No, don't answer that, Sheena.
Wait, 24.
What can I ask? I mean, I like to do it by just the sound of the voice. I don't want to ask too many precise questions here.
No, we do it to get clues.
Okay. How long have you been driving for?
Gosh, I used to drive and I don't drive anymore. Oh. That's just personal choice.
Okay. Oh, that's the answer. Okay, cool.
Okay, everyone write down your guesses. Got it?
I wrote down 35.
I wrote 36. Rossi?
38.
How old are you, Sheena?
46.
Oh!
You sound so young.
46? What is that? She is young, all right. What is, what did you write?
I wrote 36. Rossi wins it because you wrote 38.
Rossi wins it. There it
thank
is.
You. Thank you very much.
Sheena, why no more driving?
Oh, just personal choice, easy taxis, availability.
Jeez, got dropping that cash though, eh? You're like, I'll get it. Thank you, Sheena. There it is. All right, there we. What's our age again? Did we pass? Did we fail?
We did. Rossi won.
Rossi, okay, give Rossi one.
Thank you.
There it is, Ross.
Thank you very much.
There we go.
The Chris Fade Show's
Job Watch.
Taking resumes.
All right. Over the last couple of years, we brought this to the show, and it's a somewhat of an initiative of this show where we try to help people that may need a job across the country. And some people have been looking for jobs for longer than others. Why not do it on the show? We have a very large reach here. There could be someone listening. It could be you in your car where you're like, hey, this person sounds great.
Yeah. So what we like to do is connect you guys. Get that first step done, right? It's sometimes really hard to find that connection.
Yep.
And then you take it over, go in for your interview and see what happens.
There's no guarantees. Yeah. We can't guarantee the applicant's going to be, you know, joining your company, but at least we can try to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
All right. There is a, if you go to virginradiodubai.com, there's a segment or a little section there called the Chris Fade Show's Job Watch. Feel free to get in contact with us. Not a day goes by that I don't receive 10 of these on Instagram inbox every single day. If you have a job right now, somewhat be grateful as well. You know what I mean? Because there are people struggling around, not only here, but around the world, obviously. Welcome, Shane. Shane to the show, mate. How you doing?
I'm all right. And you, Chris?
Doing all right, brother. Doing all right. Okay, I saw it come up on the gram as well. You're looking for work, mate. You need a job, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Well, it's been a year now since I've been out of a job. I've worked for a previous company that didn't pay me, so I had no option but to leave. And since that time, supporting family, I tried to look for a job. I've applied everywhere.
Yep.
I've been 16 years, so I know all the links to where to apply, and I'm just not having that success. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. You know, my profession is in management, so production management or project management. I've worked on the Dubai Expo. The UA Pavilion, I painted the sustainability. I painted, so you know it's a lot of experience I have, but I just don't seem to get that hookup.
Okay, so you've been, and how long you been unemployed for now?
It's about a year now.
Okay, you work in project management. What else do you do? Like to break that down a little bit more, so if someone's listening, they can hear what you do exactly.
Well, project management is either on site or off site. It's to do with architectural, where it comes into carbon fiber or fiberglassing. I had a staff under me of 350 people in the company I work for, where we did all sanding, filling, painting, you know, pleasing the client, checking out drawings on computer, making sure everything is done to spec and there's no overweightness or anything like that, or damages or stuff.
Okay.
And so your title, it's project manager, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you lived here for 16 years?
Yeah.
South African, I can hear, possibly?
Yep, correct.
There it is. And you got a family here that you're supporting as well, or you're trying to?
I have a family I'm supporting here. I have a mom in Cape Town that's got cancer. So it's difficult.
It's difficult, man. I can hear you're emotional right now. Did you say your mom's got cancer in South Africa? Is that right?
Yeah.
My man, I know.
I haven't seen her since 2018.
Oh, my goodness.
And you haven't seen it since 2018 because you can't get it. You can't afford to get a ticket out there.
I can't get a ticket, and I have responsibilities here as well. So
yeah, you're trying to do it all. I know, and it was Father's Day yesterday, man. I understand it's hard, man. Being a dad, I mean, being a parent in general, you wake up every morning just wanting to make sure that you're supplying for, you know, the people around you, and you become a support network. I get that. I understand that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this is what the Chris Fate Show's Job Watch is all about. You're hearing Shane. He's a project manager. He's got 16 years experience here in the UAE. Mm. He's from South Africa. He's been unemployed for a year, but he can do stuff on-site, off-site. He can help you get your project up and running. He can make sure you're not getting ripped off. He can liaise with clients. He can do it all. He can do it all. Is there room in your company for possibly Shane to be working there? It may not even be as a project manager. Maybe there's another role that you can go, hey, hold on. He may fit for that. Now, I'm not asking you to employ him right now. What I'm asking is maybe just get an interview. Let's just get an interview for Shane. Maybe there's somewhere in there that you could see Shane working. If there's a possible chance, call me 04871 5544, or you can WhatsApp a possible position as well. 04871 5544. Shane sounds like a good guy. I mean, I don't know you. We don't know you. We've just sort of met right now, Shane, but you seem like a typical good guy, ready to work hard and just earn some money for the family, right?
Yeah, I like to work. I like to get my hands dirty. I will not sit back behind a desk. I like to interact with the staff, and I'm a people's person. So, it's to get the job done.
Okay. All right. Alexandra, you may have a role as a project manager, possibly. That's right, Alexandra.
Correct. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning. Yeah, Shane's right. Yeah, I'll put Shane back on with us there. You're on with Shane.
Sure.
So you may have a role for Shane, Alexandra. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a co-founder of the marketing company. We have lots of projects, and actually it's been a while that I'm looking for the project manager.
Okay, that's great.
And take it all.
All right. That could work out. Shane, there's some good news for you there, mate, possibly. All right?
Yeah.
All right, mate. You hold on. Hold on there. Thank you, Alexandra. We're going to put you guys all in contact with each other. Rami, you're also looking for a project manager?
Oh, that's correct. I just wanted to know if Shane does IT projects.
Listen, what I'm going to do is I'll put you guys in contact,
yes,
and then we can have discussions about it all off the radio. But just the fact that you've called through, I appreciate that, Rami. Anonymous, you may have something for him as well?
Yes. Okay. We might have something for offsite.
Okay, great. I'll take offsite. I'll take onsite. Whatever we got, right, Shane? We just want some good work, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We've got a few WhatsApps coming through as well. So what we'll do, Shane, is we'll connect you with all these people, be it from the WhatsApp or all the phone calls, and then it's over to you, brother. God bless you, and I hope something comes through. Okay.
Thank you so very much, guys. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. All right. Appreciate it, mate. Good work. Kimberly, lastly, you may have an opening as well.
Hi. Yes, I do have.
All right. He's getting a lot of openings. I'm taking over. I want 10% of whatever.
No,
I'm going to.
No. Tell me, what did I do now?
We as a Virgin Radio team went out for dinner. We as a team went out for dinner last night. And
oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Great. Yeah. And at one, everyone's moving around the seats, right? Everyone's like sitting near each other. Now, at one stage, I was seated next to a pretty Sheena Maz.
What a lucky man you are.
I was.
Three beautiful women. Strong, amazing women.
Thanks, Frosty.
Saved yourself then.
Saved yourself.
You just got in there with beautiful. They were strong and amazing.
They are.
Love you, Frosty.
They all started speaking Hindi to each other.
Yes, Maz knows Hindi as well.
Why does Maz from Afghan Australia know Hindi?
Because she watched Bollywood movies growing up.
Yeah.
So they're all speaking Hindi. I'm like, hello, I'm here.
We need didn't care about you.
You didn't care? It's rude. You should never speak in another language. Were you talking about me?
Of course. That's why we were speaking in Hindi.
Well, don't say it's rude. Why don't you try and learn it then?
Thank you, Rossi.
You know what
learn
I mean?
Learn a language.
Yeah, because like...
I can't even learn English.
Because sometimes...
Can't even learn Arabic.
There are certain emotions I can only express in Hindi.
And you just change. The whole accent goes like into like...
My English.
It's like you transform. Can I hear some of your Hindi?
But like you don't know how to speak anything. So how do I speak to you?
Just like...
Just say something funny about him.
No, just...
Say something funny that people will understand.
Ek din nahi jata.
No, but say it like how you were talking to the girls last night.
This is what I said.
Go.
Ek din nahi jata. कि ये बंदा मुझे मैसेज नहीं करता है तूने ये किया तूने ये क्यों किया ऐसे क्यों किया
I'm not on my phone all the time. Is that what you said?
No.
S-E-A-Q-Q.
हर दिन कुछ ना कुछ गलत तो मैं करती हूँ मतलब कुछ ना कुछ
I love that.
और ये ऐसे हो सकता है कि
Are you angry now?
हाँ
Yes.
हाँ
Okay.
ओके और गलत गलत बात बताती हूँ क्या हो सकता है
What did you say?
तूने जो है ना वनीला आइसक्रीम ली चॉकलेट क्यों ली
Joanna ice cream?
वनीला क्यों चॉकलेट लेती अब मैंने चॉकलेट मुझे चॉकलेट नहीं चाहिए
she said how much she likes ice cream
okay write something down for me I'm going to say it and I'm going to translate it
do you have like a topic invite
I don't know
you're
going to translate
it
summer holidays no write it out phonetically I'm going to start to learn some Hindi now
hold on wait
so how you'd read it like
phonetically you know how you write it down and then you and then if you're listening to this I would love you to be able to If you can tell what I'm saying, can you understand what I'm saying? 04871-5544.
Here you go.
Okay. So if you can understand what I'm saying here, Pretty's just written this down phonetically. Why are you laughing? I haven't even started.
You're right, Pretty.
I haven't even started.
Here
Wait,
we go.
Let me just make sure there are no words that you can accidentally say in a different way. That would mean something horribly wrong.
Let me also tidy up because I think this is going to make a great video.
Here we go. Bachoka school do hafte ma katam ho rahahe.
That was actually pretty good.
Rahahe.
Did you understand that? Did anyone understand that? 04871-5544. Say it again. But when you speak Hindi, your voice... It softens. So I want to try.
Yeah, you're very like
hard. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do like an actor, like a
do
like
softly what? Spoken.
Bachoka, see you guys do this with your voice like this. It comes from the back. Bachoka school do hafte mai katam ho raha hai.
Why you? No, this is too much.
That's what you guys do. Is it Fiona?
Hi.
Did you understand?
Yes,
did you understand what I said?
So you said बच्चों का स्कूल एक हफ्ते में खत्म हो रहा है
What's the translation? What's the translation?
So that means the children's school is coming to an end in another 2 weeks.
Correct.
Yes, I said it. See, she got it.
दो हफ्ते.
I'm speaking Hindi here. Is it Jitika?
Yeah, it's.
All right, Jitika, ready? Tell me if you know this one. Ready? I'm gonna go again. Ready? Here we go. Hum soch. रहे हाय इस साल गर्मियों में डिज्नी वर्ल्ड जाएंगे
क्रिस
That was beautiful.
Did you understand what I said?
Yeah, I did. Actually, it's not that bad. You just said like in this summer we are planning on going to Disneyland.
This is fantastic. I am speaking the Hindi, as Rossi says.
No, but I just want to ask Preeti, is it right about Chris? Does he actually do that?
Yes, all the time.
Hold on, what did I do?
Gitika, right?
What did you? Yeah, what did
okay,
she
Gitika,
say?
Sun, हर दिन इस बंदे के पास कंप्लेंट की लिस्ट है मतलब हर दिन
That's
कुछ
not on my
ना कुछ
sheet. I don't know what this means.
मतलब सांस भी मैं गलत ले लेती हूँ
सॉस she's talking about vanilla ice cream again I think
What are you saying that I do
Nothing,
to my ice cream?
I said Chris is so lovely. He loves ice cream.
You're saying that I took your ice cream from the drink that you had the last night?
I didn't even say that.
What did she say?
You said vanilla.
Oh, I'll come to you, Jitika. Hold on. Krishna will translate. Krishna, what did they just say about me, Krishna?
No, don't say it, Krishna.
I think she's being nice.
The school thing, right? Morning, guys.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Pretty just talked to Jitika about?
Gitika.
Yeah. So she says that this guy don't do anything right.
He can't even breathe correctly.
No, that's not what I said.
Are you just making up what you feel about me? Okay, I'll do one more line here because I want to... Lichen may the ravni rides pay nahi jaunga.
Oh, good.
Very good, Chris.
Maza egya.
Maza egya. What's that mean?
Did you... Say it again.
Maza egya. What is it?
Sounds like a dish.
Aiga.
Gagan, did you understand what I just said then?
Yeah, I just got lost in Maza Aiga, which means that it will be so much fun. I couldn't catch anything before you said that.
Lekin may da ravni rides pay nahi jaunga.
It sounds like Arabic to me. I don't know this way. You know what? You have done so good, but I think Rossi should be taken up for this as well. I would like to see how Rossi does it.
We're trying to get him to do English. We want him to master English first.
Yeah, English first.
Okay, then. Chris, now the whole thing in one go, go.
Before I go, what did you say to everyone about me?
I said you're an amazing human.
Someone WhatsApp me what she said. I'd like to know. Something to do with ice cream. I don't know what it is, but let me know. 0487155444. Please, let me know. You know, we've got this relationship going on. Here we go. I'll finish it off here. Okay. Hi, Ratasha. I forgot that you were there. Hi, Ratasha.
Hello.
All right, Ratasha. I'm doing this for you. Here we go. Bacho ka school do hafte mai katam ho raha hai. Hum soch rahe hai is sal karvion me Disney World chaginge. Miriko, Mickey Mouse, bohut pasand hai. Lakin me da ravni rides pe nahi chonga. Mazaega.
Wow.
Why are you laughing?
That was
909. Okay, it's a Monday.
What are you two doing right now?
No, we're not doing anything. I just wanted to get like sort of motivational with you all right now. I wrote a poem over the weekend.
What?
What, like a motivational poem?
Something that's inspirational.
You wrote this?
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, I put this together myself. I thought like, let's give it
like
a go.
Like a Monday motivation
type
thing.
Yeah, okay, why not? I'm down for that. Why not? We all need it, right? Can I read it out?
Yeah. Okay. Is there a title?
Was it? I'm like, What's the theme behind it?
Motivation.
Like, motivation. Like, what about, like, love, relationships, money? What?
Just listen. Take it all in and then
I
you
need
can judge.
I need to know the story.
Just judge.
Okay.
Can I get a bit of reverb on my voice? Voice? Oh, thanks. Here we go.
Is there a title?
No.
Okay.
My money don't jiggle. Jiggle? It folds. I'd like to see you wiggle. Wiggle.
So motivational.
For sure.
This is not yours.
It makes me want to dribble. Dribble. You know.
Close your mouth.
Riding in my Fiat. You really do have to see it.
Chris, you didn't write this.
6'2" in a compact. No slack. But luckily... the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping some red twine.
This is, you did not write this.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
It is a song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Keep going. Is there another verse?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Shepherd's Bush, my compact push.
Wow.
Notting Hill Gate, my Fiat skate.
Never heard this verse.
With a crate of cabaret, but not today, because I got to drive. I want to stay alive.
I don't get that far in the reel.
Not cause it's illicit. No, I don't have to get explicit. As a matter of fact, I sip on the yak. With Big and Reese, 200 diamonds in their piece.
Are you done?
I'm trying to get mine so I can shine.
Are you done?
My money don't jiggle.
Oh, here we go.
Jiggle, it falls. What's your problem, guys?
First of all, you didn't write
What's your problem?
Second of all, it's a song.
How is it motivational?
Third of all, how is it motivational? You didn't write it. It's a song.
I wrote that song.
You have to have something that sticks.
What are you guys
this
doing?
Is it. What's you listen to it.
What do you mean?
When you walk out on stage, it has to be monumental.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Can you remember any of the rap?
Here we go.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls. I'd like to see you
wiggle. These guys have ripped me off. Who are they?
Through.
Who know, are they?
Louis Theroux.
Who's Louis Theroux?
He's that chat show, the guy who does the shows where he goes to weird places.
Duke and Jones? Who are these guys? They've ripped me off.
I sip brews from chalices, holding my palaces. Grip is so cramped, me suck a supper from paralysis. Rhymes. I ride him in the castle. You try to diss me and
reason. I don't know this part.
Myself, I can tell you it's didn't write it.
Reason. That's the reason I'm real.
I'll do the chorus then.
Okay.
The police, because they can't arrest
money
me.
Money don't jiggle. What?
I like to see you wiggle.
No, they've done it all wrong. I'll show you how it goes.
Go, go, go.
Don't jiggle. It folds. I like to see you wiggle, wiggle, for sure. It makes me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat, you really have to see it. 6'2", compact, no slack. But luckily, I've got the seats to go back. I've got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping red twine.
Wow, your flow was...
impeccable.
Yeah. Good job.
That was fun. That's
Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us for your Monday morning. Tomorrow on the show, we have the world's best football freestyler. I did not know what that meant before I moved here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm not a huge soccer football fan. So now I'm getting into it. Now I've learned it. But this guy is crazy.
The best.
He's so good. Like, he does these tricks against... Like proper, like Mo Salah, for instance.
Ronaldo, all of them.
He tricks them.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what he can do. So he's going to try to trick us tomorrow. He's going to be joining us in the studio. We've got more chances for you to win the cash as well with your pop quiz. Hey, and don't forget, Sheena's got another chance for you to get that staycation. Well, it's actually a month of staycation at the JA. It's all coming up next with your Feel Good Hits. Have a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.